Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, our mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we are in a new series, and we are talking about that success is not easy, but it's simple. You need to just put in the work. Now, I know that this series is probably going to go tough on some people. And that may be exactly what you need at this time in your life. I know that people would rather people stroke them, but I need you to ask yourself and ask God the question. Would you rather people stroke you now and you grow into your old age and you're sobbing full of regrets? Would you rather be stroked now to your old age in time when you can't work as hard as you could work right now, that you're there crying, living the rest of your life in a regret? We got to go to the Lord and deal with the sluggish spirit on this morning. If you feel you got it and you feel you're good, then this call probably is not going to be for you on today. But if you are ready, truly ready for your next level, you're going to put the work in first into yourself and your mindset. So you have the right perspective on what it takes to be successful. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. Today, this is the day that we're thanking you, oh Father God. We're here in the land of the living another day. We're grateful, oh Father God, and want to give our life back to you by doing something productive with it. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we are knowing that we are representing the kingdom, representing abundance in all areas. We're coming up against the spirit of average, which is our adversary to success with you and in the kingdom. We're making a commitment today to work on our mind, our soul, which is our will and our intellect. We are working on that on today, that we will have the right perspective and get the mojo for the momentum that's needed for our next level. We're thankful that right now that we're doing as your word has told us, that anything that we're doing, and do it unto you, not unto man. So we're not doing it for a pat on the back. We're not doing it for the fame. We're not even doing it for the fortune. We're doing it for the relationship with you. The more that we can think like you, act like you, and be consistent like you have been for us, often a value we become to the kingdom and the world. Going out to these great exploits in your name. And so we're coming up against any spirit that will try to stop us. We're pulling down, oh Father God, any spirit that is trying to snare your children right now. We're thanking you that we're keeping our minds stayed on you. And with that, that means we need to renew this mind daily. We're giving it all back to you. And we're thanking our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for going to Calvary for us. Which means that he was about his Father's business, and so shall we. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Our scripture today is coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 4. And I'm going to tell you right now that this is one for all of us. I can tell you that the whole deal at church this past Sunday, our pastor came out of a familiar passage for here for Power Start, but it was so on time for me, I'm weary in doing well. Sometimes you can be doing good or sowing even good seed and not so good ground. But we never want to get ensnared with the spirit of sluggishness. Average is definitely the adversary for our success. So let's go to the word, Proverbs 13 and 4, and it says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. When we start talking about our soul, our mind, our will, our intellect, our decision-making center, this is where it all goes down. This is where all the power is that God has given us, the authority of free will. I don't want you to be sideswiped by anything that's not true. And I want you to know that success is a decision. Although it is our birthright, you have to decide to live within your birthright. I know that many people have heard the story of the prodigal son. There's some people that will just walk straight out on their birthright. But I want you to know something. If you put in the work for what you want, God is going to meet you. I need you guys to come in the queue because this is going to be a short episode today, because I need you to write this down. Diligence must be your decision today. If the word of the Lord, not what I said, not what Nicola said, if the word of the Lord says that the soul of the diligent, a person who has the mind of diligence, shall be made rich. And you might say, well, I don't want to be rich. Too much comes with that. I don't know about what you're saying about too much. Yes, a lot comes with it. But let me ask you something. How much or what comes with being poor? Talking about the material things. We are here at Power Start Your Day, ladies and gentlemen. Before we ever talk about what manifested or what you see in the natural, we're always first discussing the supernatural. Poor in mind will produce poor in life. Poor in mind, not poor in spirit, because the spirit is God. He said that if we worship him, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. So you better get real on this morning, that you have decided to be where you are, and you can be deciding right now to be and do something different. Oh, somebody told you that was somebody else's responsibility to make sure that you and your family do well. That's one of the biggest misconceptions and traps at the same time that we live in here in the Western world, where we're always thinking some authority or someone that has more is responsible for you. God has no respect of person, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to give you everything you have or ever going to have according to your, and your ability is directly related to your faith. People who don't have faith ain't going to work. Oh, my mercy. Oh, my mercy. I hope that you're getting this on this morning. We see a few people coming because they say, you know what? I am truly ready for my next level. Your decision-making center. Do you understand this? This is going to be powerful for some people who are going to get it. Even the decision not to come in the sit as a bystander, to sit as a spectator, has put you in a position where you can't participate in the highest level of success. Your decision-making center is what will make you choose to or choose not to, when you get off this line, go and do something bigger than you did on yesterday. Your decision-making center. This is the work we got to do, guys. This is the work we got to do. We got to do the heavy lifting in our mind and stop tricking ourselves that average is your friend. Because if you're average, you can't have enough. You don't have enough for anyone else because you barely have enough for yourself. Everything you do, you need to do your best. There's nothing irks me enough than when I see people handle their life and the lives of others or tasks or things that God has given you where it was the opportunity for you to up-level your ability so he could give you more and you handle it haphazard. I'm just doing enough to get by, but are you really getting by? You better talk some truth to yourself. I don't care if you tell me the truth or not because I know the truth. It makes no difference to tell someone the truth who already know the truth. That's just trying to tell God you're doing your best. And you're desiring everything that he has for you. And more importantly, you desire what he has given other people. But you don't want to put in the work. Let's open up this line. Good morning. Good morning, 404-7750. Yes, it's prayer form, and that's what y'all got to get on this morning because this is what God is saying. Time out for saying I'm going to put in the work. No more lip service. Let's do it for real. Good morning, 7750. Oh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you this morning?
I'm amazing. Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome this morning. This is Nishanta from Atlanta, and I just want to say I'm truly ready for my next level. I mean, I have done some serious praying in these last few weeks, and I know it hasn't come easy, but nothing ever comes easy that's worth waiting for. So I just want to say that God is the CEO of my business, and I say that every morning, every night. I wake up every day knowing that I'm going to do great exploits in his name, and that's what I'm willing to do. I understand that faith without work is dead, so I got to put in the work, and that's what I'm ready to do.
That's what I'm talking about. because I want you to know, Mashanta, you are right. You're on the right track, because while some people out there waiting for it to get easier, guess what's happening? It's getting harder. Oh, my Lord, 478, last 4157. While you're waiting on it to get easier, it's getting harder. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Mark Bell out of Macon, Georgia.
Hey, good morning, King. How are you?
I am wonderful. Listen, Dr. Nicola, I'm so thankful to God that, you know, I've been praying and asking him, you know, please let me see what I'm supposed to see and hear what I'm supposed to hear. And I'm realizing that he's been telling me the whole time. And, you know, I told you about my plan yesterday. I implemented my plan yesterday, and I feel so much better because I feel like I'm getting some things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I still got plenty of work to do, but I feel so much better knowing that I'm moving in the right direction.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so all of the affirmations that you've been giving us, the ones that I could write down, I've got those written down. So I'm going to go back and start listening to previous Power Start Your Days and get all the rest of them and get them all written down. And I'm going to implement those into my daily method of operations. Thank you, Dr. Nicola.
You are so welcome, Mark. I know that is where your freedom is going to be when you start walking in the truth. That weight will be lifted once you start moving. I told you guys when God was, he was preparing us for expansion last week, and now he's saying it's time to be stretched. It's time for the stretching now. He said, pack light, pack light, pack light. Good morning. Last one, 9668. Good morning.
Nicola, good morning. This is Derek again. Hey.
Good morning, Derek. How are you, King? How are you?
Man, I am so good, Nicola. I had to unmute myself and come to your queue this morning because I thought about something you just said. First of all, your prayer by itself said it all. You could have stopped with the prayer right there because that was on point, just in your opening prayer. But what you said about, I used to work a job back in L.A. where I live, and there was this guy who was from India. He's an Eastern person. He told me like this, Nicola. I remember this when I was in my 20s. He said, you Americans think that the life is buying a house, buying cars. He said, that's not the life. He said, that's a byproduct. He said, owning your own business is where it all starts. Nicola, that never really registered to me then, but I get it now. He wasn't even from America. He was from the Middle East. He come over and opened up business. He says, he's going to buy houses and cars. That's a byproduct. That's what he said. I mean, that was so, I was like, wow. Now that I think about it and what you just said right now, that always been registering back in my head. And I was like, you know what? Got to get to another level. Got to get to another level.
Right.
Don't focus on the material thing. It's all about building your wealth. And I used to think that, Nicola, I don't want to be rich. No, but I want to be rich. I want to be able to support my family, support people around me. So, yeah. That's why I said I appreciate these power calls. I'm just renewing my mind, renewing everything about me, seeing things differently. And as you say, getting harder, and when it get harder, you got to go harder. So
that's
what I'm doing.
That's right.
And I told you quitting yesterday. I told you quitting yesterday, Nicole. I said, you know what? I ain't working Saturdays no more. I'm not going to get out here and work 6 days a week. I said, I can't help build somebody else's dream. I got to build my own.
That's right.
So thank you, Nicole.
My God. Let me tell you something. Thank you so much, King. You know, I was watching, you know, when we talk about doing like social media marketing and things like that, and we do shout out promotions and everything. And I see how many times God will connect me to massive, massive success. And I realized 100% those spirits attract one another. And there was a young lady, I just posted her on my Instagram, who, you know, she used to be my best promoter. I used to do all my promotions with her, shout outs. She was my first person really to do shout outs with. And I see now she has stopped doing the shout outs and she started doing her own business. What she did was she started doing the makeup. She saw how women are so crazy about this makeup. She was an average woman. As a matter of fact, her life was kind of similar to mine, you know, had the children's father and incarcerated and things like that. And so she began to say, you know what, I'm going to use what God has given me in my hand. I may not have all this business sense. I may not have all these other things, but I know that I can now build. She became pretty much like a promoter. She built up her social media following and everything, and then now she has her business. Now, this is stuff that we used to do that would lead to freedom. And when I saw that on Cyber Monday as an African-American woman with such a, what people consider a hard background, but she ain't scared of work. She was willing to put in the work, and she made $1 million in 90 minutes. $1 million 90 minutes on Cyber Monday. And all I do was high five her. Now, I know she got a whole bunch of haters because I know what come along with success. I know it all too well. They want the results from the work you put in. But when you really understand and you respect the grind, when you respect someone going after their dream and putting in the work, jealousy will never come close to your heart. I need you guys to become diligent. Because let me tell you another thing that comes with the spirit of diligence. You'll mind your own business. I'm talking about mind your own business. Get distracted with diligence. That's called focus. That's called focus. Get distracted with diligence. That's called focus. 518-43143. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning. Bless you.
Hi. This is Tiffany out of Marietta, Georgia.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm nervous, Miss Nicola, but I don't know. I just got in a queue. God is saying to me, Tiffany, you got to move. Mm-hmm. You can't keep sitting here. I done gave you this blessing, and you got to move. And I'll be in a queue all the time and listening to everybody. But I said, let me get in this queue. God is going to bless me. He's going to continue to guide me through this opportunity. And I just want to give thanks to you for just taking the leap of faith that you took a long time ago for all of us to be where we are today. I want to thank my upline, Coach T. Anthony Money, my blessing. He is my blessing. I just want to thank you. Oh, man. But I'm going to continue to be focused because I know God is putting me in this business for a reason and to help people. Because I was in a situation where my credit wasn't together. And now that I know better, I'm doing better because of this opportunity. I just want to thank you so much for everything that you do for us every day, coming on here and pouring out to us. And I pray that you continually do this for us because we need you. We need you so hard, so much. Some of us are lost, even though we think that we got it together. We're lost. And coming on here, we get hope from you. We get something from you every day to keep going. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Tiffany, may God richly bless you and your business. If you know what I felt like last night, well, you call it this morning when I went to bed. I felt like every ounce of my energy had been drained, mentally, physically. So much so that my project manager said, Nicole, we're going to have to do a replay for you in the morning. And God woke me up.
Thank you, God.
I still got up and served my family. I still got up and cooked them breakfast. I still got up and packed lunch. And I still got on this call because it's my assignment. I want to train up some people who will have enough diligence just like this. Because someone like you, Tiffany, even though I did not know you in the natural, I know you in the spirit. And I know it seems like I get on this call fighting. Yes, I am fighting in the spirit. You guys have no clue how many things are trying to come up against this word that I bring every day. It's been ridiculed. It's been talked about. It's been reported to my company. But I'll never forget that my bishop who ordained me told me that the highest position that I will ever hold, the highest position will be my servitude to God. Tiffany, fight the spirit of sluggishness, laziness, average, whatever it is. We got to call those spirits out. When we patty cake with those spirits, when we play games with them, when we don't want to say it because we feel it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, we're responsible. There's no way with my physical strength and where my mind is that I would have these words without God. And I want every one of you all to catch a hold of it. I want every one of you all to grab it, use it, and run. 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 470, last 4687 is our last caller on this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. This is Beth Daniels, your buddy up here in Duluth, Georgia.
Hey.
All I can say is ditto. Ditto to what the young lady just said before me. I can't say it better. I'm not going to repeat it. I don't talk about it. I'm a walking miracle with two autoimmune disorders, and I drug my carcass out to bed this morning and did my prayer call and your call. It's renewed energy and renewed strength. But I just want you to know right now, I don't have a whole lot of followers on Facebook, but I've already gotten 20 responses to notes and things I have posted about this call from people who are not even connected you in this business or on this call. You are making a major difference. The kingdom of darkness does not like the threat that you're posing, but ladies and gentlemen who are on the line right now, we are going to cover Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson like never before in prayer. We're going to cover her in the blood of Jesus. We're going to surround her with warring angels, her and her family, her team that supports us. Team, we have to support her. God is showing me so many things. And I know I don't see everything that Dr. Nicola sees, but he's shown me, and I've talked to Ms. Russia before, so many things, especially in this day and age, of how he is using her to guide and direct us to really be a change agent for all the things that are afflicting people in this day and age, in this time and in future generations. Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, I'm going to go harder. I'm going harder. I'm going harder. I have to go harder. You spoke about this morning about, you know, the people who only want so much, and the point is that's not biblical, that's not godly. He wants us to have abundant supply so that we can help others. And if we only barely have enough to get by, that's not God.
Family, we got to put in the work. I want you to go out there freely, open yourself out up to the Spirit of the Lord and allow him to use you today like never before. Let's get outside that box of thinking that God only want to use you to jump and shout in church. What you do after the jumping and shouting? That's the conjure up energy so you can go out there and use it and spread it. Some people will witness a miracle, not even know it. Me being on this call this morning is nothing short than a miracle. Thank you, Papa Monroe. I hear you. And I want to die empty too. God bless you guys.